from the National Tattler. It's internationally known columnist Louie Lips. Louie, are you there?
Yes, sir. well, thanks for having me on.
I appreciate that. How long have you been at the Tattler?
Well, the Tattler just started up here like a month.
The National Tattler has only been on shelves for a month?
This is the new Tattler.
Ah.
The old Tattler went out of business.
Uh-huh.
And then my boss, Mr. Fink, he bought the paper.
Okay.
And now when you see it at the grocery market, out check aisle.
Check
you'll
out.
See it, you'll see like a starburst that a red starburst with yellow letter that spell new.
But the starburst, wouldn't that confuse people with the star tabloid?
No, because it's just there to signify that it's the new Tattler.
Gotcha. And so you are not you are the editor-in-chief of the Tattler?
I am the boss. I'm the boss man of the Tattler.
All right.
But I answer to Mr. Fink.
Mr. Fink is the publisher.
Well, he's my boss.
Right. You would be the editor, and then Mr. Fink is the publisher.
I write it.
So everything that appears in the Tattler is from you and not Mr. Fink. It's from Louis. It's from Louie Lips, not Mr. Fink.
Yeah, unless there's stuff in there that I don't know about.
Who's on this week's cover?
This week's cover is a very unflattering photograph, and the letters next to it spell Larry King at death's door, his final sad days.
Do you know, in fact, that Larry King is at death's door, and these are his last sad days?
Well, I know a little something about the numbers, and time ain't on his side.
Okay, but do you have a reporter that has witnessed him at death's door?
We have insider sources.
Okay, gotcha.
And as a matter of fact, if anybody wants to be an inside source reporter, a journalist, I'll pay you $50 if you say something about somebody.
Okay. Don't you ever feel, I mean, I've never worked for a tabloid. And with so many of them have been sued, and you know, for false information. Do you ever have any guilt as a person that runs this tabloid rag? Do you have any guilt about exploiting celebrities and political figures and royalty? Do you ever have any guilt about that?
I have a mental health condition that does not allow me to experience what you call guilt.
Okay, well then this is a perfect job for you.
When I interviewed with Mr. Fink, he said I had to have a missionatorial statement.
And that is?
I think it's about time we take these sons of bitches down a peg.
Who, celebrities?
You know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about celebrities, there's sex pervs, the drunks, the weirdos.
Yeah, but you have to have proof.
The hypocrites.
You have to. Well, all right. Let's tell us right now. What's going on with the royal family? Princess Kate, Queen Elizabeth, the new babies that are out there. What's going on with the royals right now? Louie Lips from the National Tabloid.
I'll tell you right now that Carmela Parker is one bad apple rotten to the core. She's a bad person, and she's ugly. And yes. For anybody out there listening, if you got pictures of people that other people know about and they look really bad,
you'll publish
what
them.
I mean by bad is if they look particularly unattractive, especially if they're particularly unattractive, this particular individual, and if they look pissed off, I'll pay you $25 because if I can get a picture of somebody that's unattractive and pissed off, uh-huh, I can write any story I want to that.
I mean, I want one of your all-time best that you did.
Well, I only been at this for a month, but all I started with was a picture of Hillary Clinton. And she was, I went for this tight close-up of this Hillary Clinton.
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. And she was, you know, talking like those fancy people do to a group of people because she wants to be in charge of everybody. And she stopped and she took a drink of water. But when she took that drink of water is when the picture was snapping. So I blow up her face real big and show her grasping this big glass of water. And I put the words that mean Hillary Clinton confesses I'm raging alcoholic.
Oh, by the way, I'm looking at Hillary's picture right now. You're right. It looks like she's hitting the sauce.
See, that's all you need. And then you look for other techniques you use is look for things that rhyme naturally.
Like?
Now, I am not a poet. But sometimes they just get served up on a silver dish.
Platter. Like what?
Like Brian Williams.
The newsman.
He did not tell the truth.
I understand. Yes.
So one of my unpaid interns comes to me and says, you should call him Lion Brian. And so, it never occurred to me that part of my brain was shut off long ago. That's a medical condition. I hit my head on a cement sidewalk. I was rollerblading in Venice, California, so I'm told. People tell me about the story. It don't sound right to me. Because I'm a very cap-able person, and if I was to hit my head like that, it would only be because some bitch pushed me.
Yep. So what did you do before you hit your head?
I don't know. I don't know what happened since they told me I hit my head. They put me in a vocational place.
What are you working on right now? Anything that your people, your insiders, your people in the know are working on that, you know, for the next issue is going to shock us?
Well, I got a picture of Heidi Klum picking her ass. You going to argue with that?
You know what? You do have a picture of Heidi Klum picking her ass. And I mean, she's digging. She's digging out a wedgie, and that's one hot picture. Although you can't see her face, so how do we know if it's Heidi Klum picking her ass?
Does it matter?
It doesn't matter. It's a great picture. And you just assumed it looked like Heidi Klum, and so you write a story with the headline, Heidi Klum picking her ass, and it's a picture of a blonde girl picking her ass.
Yeah, then I got another one, Jane Seymour, hot to trot at 60.
Do you know that it's Jane Seymour?
Well, it's from a publicity shot.
Okay, and how do you know she's hot to trot at 60?
Because this appeals to people. They don't want the dumb stream.
This is dumb. You don't even know that it's Heidi Klum picking her ass. You don't know that Jane Seymour's hot to trot. You don't know that Larry King is at death's door.
And it's not all just that. We have helpful features.
Like?
About a new drug that finally beats the heartbreak of psoriasis.
You got horoscopes in there?
You have to. That's what people want. When were you born?
When was I born? March 16th. Yeah, March 16th.
Hold on. I got to look it up. Okay. Not so good with numbers. Somebody trying to take advantage of you.
I'm talking
fight
to
them. Them.
Fight them?
Fight them.
Is that all it says?
You are a very good person and could open your home to needy family member, but set ground rules and limits before they move in.
Nobody's...
Don't ignore that nagging health symptom.
I don't have a nagging...
To be honest with you, I don't write everything. We contract that out. There's some wacky broad who thinks she's a mind reader.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports, called Case Files in American Justice on A&E. In my nearly 40 years of investigating journalism, the one case I've not been able to solve, and to which there are no answers, is how these gentlemen are still employed. Here's Stan and Haney.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good, it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Hot paradise. Listen to us once, then you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Oftentimes, people approach us and ask if we went to high school together. Sadly, the answer is no. We never went to high school. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney.
Hey, baby.
Hello there, baby.
It's too early, baby. Yeah.
Don't even open up my eyes at that.
Oh, hell no.
Thursday edition. But don't worry, Haney and I are talking off mic about things that are beyond our control.
We're just ripping.
Yeah. About what's too early and what's too late. I gotta talk about this. Because I do not understand the human psyche. And I went to school for it. I
know, I studied it.
Help me out on this, Haney. You know what? I need other perspectives. So, this morning, get it out. Get it all out of here.
I had the mute button on. You couldn't hear that.
You couldn't tell.
Hey, I'm the picture of health.
Yeah. So, this morning, before I got into work, I went to the big marble building to bring my girlfriend a coffee.
Oh, well, you get to ride the nice elevator and everything's nice there.
If you haven't heard me say this before, we here at Broadcast House, I mean, this thing is... Well, it's been grandfathered in.
It's institutional. They could convert this into a sheriff's stub station or a jail. Yep. It would take nothing.
It would fit. Now, where my girlfriend works, this is high-class office building. And I've said it before, but those of you who don't know, you walk in, it's got fountains, it's got marble floors, it's got art on the walls.
Let you know you're somewhere important.
Yeah. And so I'm on my way over, and she texts me. She said, "I just want to let you know there is a man sitting here in the waiting room doing nothing." And I said, so that when I walk in, I don't feel uncomfortable or what the hell's going on. Or
because you had an issue the last time you were there.
I've had multiple issues going there because I don't belong there. I'm out
of place. And I think that's what it is, because other people that are there but don't belong there see you as a lifeline. Hey, he doesn't belong here either. Maybe he knows what to do.
But here is somebody that really doesn't belong. And I want to know what guys think, because I would never do this. So I said, "What, there's somebody sitting?" She goes, "Yeah, his girlfriend." Now we're talking somebody that's in their 20s. Said, "Yeah, his girlfriend is being interviewed for a job. And he decided on the big day at the big office building with the marble floors and the fountains and the artwork that he was going to take her to her job interview."
Why, she got too many DUIs?
This is what I sit in the waiting room of the office. And I said to her, "What's he doing? Is he there for a reason?" And she goes, "No, he's just sitting. Well, and here's where because I've been in situations like that before. So I go up, bring her kofa, and sure enough, he's just sitting there staring at a wall. There's not like people in Time Magazine sitting in the waiting room either. They have, I guess, business magazines. You and your next interview. You and your future."
Which are planted there.
Yes, of course they are. And
see if anybody's dumb enough to read them.
And he's not. He's just sitting there.
Not looking at his phone, anything?
Nothing. Just staring off into space. Now I say to myself, a couple of things here. If it was a child, like you're taking your child to the doctor or to someplace, yeah, you go with them. If you're taking your great grandmother or some elderly lady,
sure.
Yes, you'll go and help her into the office and check her in and all that. But I've done this before. I mean, we're talking about somebody that you're with, somebody your age, looking for a job, going for an interview where you got to be your best.
Mm-hmm.
I would go up, as I've done other times. You drive up to the building. You drop them off. Tell them, honey, I'll be back in a half hour. Good luck on the interview. I'm going to run down to, you know, the Starbucks or down to the CVS, whatever it might be. Grab myself some
Burt's Club.
Burt's Club. And I'll come back. Just text me when you're done. I'll pick you up. Or I've done this before. Don't have a ride. Maybe she's got too many DUIs. You drop her off. You wait for her in the parking lot. They got a nice, beautiful parking lot there. You keep the air conditioning going.
Yeah, but there's dangerous wildlife out there.
Yeah, well, squirrel. I do not get where the boyfriend has to follow her into the big office building and sit in a waiting room to the very second that that person comes out.
Now, there is one case, and we've seen this.
All right, tell me.
Stripper / porn star.
Yeah.
The boyfriend is always there.
This is what I'm thinking. I'm not leaving your side. I may not be able to go in for your job interview, but I'll certainly sit out here so that the second you come out of the back offices, I'm right here and I want to know what's going on.
Was he wearing boots?
Yeah, well, he was wearing a black high top shoe, blue jeans, black t-shirt.
Oh, yeah, that's boyfriend.
Of course it is. Just sitting there. And I was telling her, I said, what's he doing? She said, it's so uncomfortable. She said, he's doing nothing.
You know, everything goes through the boyfriend.
That's what I mean.
Even that one porn star that wanted you to do her,
yeah.
She expressed that, then stepped back, and the boyfriend explained to you, here's what you're going to do.
Here's the difference.
Am I right?
Oh, you're absolutely right. I remember that day very well. But there's a difference of the porn star and the
pimp. That's amazing he carries that paperwork with him.
Yeah. Got it all right there.
In case she gets the urge.
In like a valise.
Yep.
But this is a business thing. This isn't you know, working at the strip club. This is somebody's office position.
You don't know. Maybe they got a porn set in there. Or maybe they just do their interviews there. I'll bet you there's porn in this town.
Oh, I know that there's porn in this town.
You do?
Oh, yeah. Don't you remember the guy that used to call us all the time that used to be the porn star? And he would head us off at the pass before any time we had the strippers come in or the porn stars come in. And he'd tell you how the scene goes and how it's all done. He lived right here.
Yeah, but he was retired.
Active. He had done it for years.
But not based out of here.
You don't know that. I was under the impression it was here. Or sometimes he would have to take a quick drive to Fort Lauderdale.
I was under the impression the only place porn was made is in the valley there, in California, and Tampa.
Independent stuff. Independent. The overseas stuff.
Now, is there a possibility the two of them came the way of bus, and so he had nowhere to sit, and he was like her bus chaperone?
But can I also tell you that down in the lobby, there is a waiting room, a lobby room, that is absolutely spectacular, with leather chairs.
Nice.
And, you know, and a coffee table to put your coffee in, and real magazines and newspapers and stuff, where he could just sit there, and all it would take for her is to finish her interview. Thank you, Betty, for coming in. And she just goes down the elevator into the big, giant marble. I mean, there's artwork that should be in like a museum or something. And he's right there waiting for her. Not in a small, sweet waiting room.
Oh, I misunderstood. I thought he was in the lobby. So he's...
No, he's in...
Okay, that I see now.
That's even creepier.
That's very creepy. Because I think even stripper / porn star boyfriend would wait in the big lobby.
Look at the ones we had. They waited out in the hall.
Got to keep up appearances.
But I'm not talking the big lobby, up to the elevator, go to the suite to which the business is in for her interview, and he goes into that little waiting room.
To make his presence known.
And sits there and just stares. What the F? And she's telling me, Stan, this is weird. He's just doing nothing.
Well, you eyeballed him. What do you make of him?
I gave him a quick glance. He was creepy. Staring out in the middle of nowhere. There's a hotline ringing that's distracting the hell out of me.
But you base so much on appearance. What do you think this guy's story is?
I think he's a controller. I think he's somebody...
Hothead?
Hothead, sure. You know, you'll do it by my way if the job ain't right. I don't know.
Kind of guy that would get in an argument over French fries at a fast food restaurant?
Correct. Yes.
Who do you think would possibly call when you mention the word porn?
This guy is really getting under my skin, and it's not even Friday.
Topic he knows well.
What?
The porn industry is major down here because of the simple reason that in the Valley of California, they make you wear protection now.
Right. Where are my lobster tails?
It's a state law. Now listen.
Where are my lobster tails?
Well, you just hold on about your lobster tails. It's a state law to wear protection in California, which has made the businesses, the porn industry.
Lost Wi-Fi.
Can't handle that. Can't handle that.
Yeah, Dave, you're talking state to state, and I know that up in Tampa, it's big business.
Yep.
I didn't know about our sleepy little hamlet here being involved.
And by the way, he needs to get off my back. Again, calling me on my own time. I'm in a store just finishing dinner, and he's telling me, he asks me the question. Not a whole lot of detail. Hey, Stan, what do you want, Waterman? You like lobster?
Do you know a guy?
Do you want... I'm going to tell you right now.
Yeah.
He hasn't bothered me with that stuff.
I can't believe it.
I haven't heard from him.
Why is he bothering me?
When is the last time you gave him money?
Oh, since last month.
I think maybe if you slip him a couple of bucks,
the phone
calls go away.
Works for you, right?
It does.
Because he thinks you're going to ask for it back.
This is Kara presents Nonpoint. Thursday, August 23rd, at the ranch in Fort Myers. With special guests, He Is Legend and Letters from the Fire. Tickets are on sale now at 96krock.com.
All right, everyone. You're probably doing something right now like working or fishing or driving or building a three-story doghouse. So I'll keep this short. Peanuts, caramel. That's what's in a payday bar. Simple. Nuts, that's power food. Caramel, that's just plain good. Fits in your hand, good. Easy to open, great. Easy to eat, even greater. It gives you the energy to keep doing whatever you're doing. And it tastes darn good, too. All right, good talk. Grab a payday bar and get back to doing. Payday. Get to it.
Haney and I have been in the radio business and have heard a lot of car commercials over the years. This is a first. Aaron Walker needs your help.
What's he up to now?
Well, if you don't need a new car, but you know someone that needs a car, he will pay you $500 cash for bringing that person to Naples Nissan. Could be a family member, friend, co-worker. Put him in touch with Aaron down at Naples Nissan. They buy a new Nissan, you get $500. Text him or call him personally. Here's Aaron Walker's cell phone number, 239-778-6483. They'll get to him. Say, hey, I got somebody I know that you need to get in touch with, needs a new Nissan. They buy that new Nissan, you get $500. Here's the deal. You must do it before midnight, July 31st. Naples Nissan.
And Aaron Walker, he's not messing around. If he tells you he's going to do something, he does it.
Yep. Pine Ridge Road in Naples. It's the truth.
Hey, folks. Louis Bruno with Bruno Total Home. If you drive around Southwest Florida, you notice an abundance of air conditioning vans. They say things like cooling and heating or air conditioning, but I can almost guarantee you don't notice the most important bullet point. That most important bullet point is ductwork. I mean, shoot, can you blame them? Your ductwork's in your attic, and we all know your attic can get up to 100 degrees. That doesn't mean your ductwork isn't important. Your air conditioning unit is like the heart of your body, and that makes the ductwork your lungs. And your air conditioning unit can't do its job if your ducts aren't breathing. If you're like most of the customers we see, a good rule of thumb about your ductwork is if you have rooms in the home that are warmer than others. Hey, look, if nobody wants to get in your attic and check your ductwork, no problem. Leave it to the experts at Bruno Total Home. When thinking about your air conditioning, ductwork, water heaters, or whole home generators, don't think Bruno Total Home, just think Bruno.
Hey, Fort Myers, close out the summer the biggest way possible with the early summer closeout at Sutherland Nissan Fort Myers. For making Sutherland number one, you get huge closeout savings early. Get closeout prices on America's best-selling crossover, the new 2018 Rogue, now just $17,988. New 2018 Altimas, $16,988. Come on, why wait? Get to Sutherland Nissan now for the best selection at closeout prices. Rogues, $17,988. Altimas, $16,988. The early summer closeout is here now, but not for long. Get to Sutherland Nissan Fort Myers today. We're located smack dab in the middle of Fort Myers, just a half mile south of the Bell Tower Shops on Tamiami Trail. Online at NissanSales.com. Remember, if it doesn't say Sutherland, you paid too much.
Based on 2017 Nissan calendar year sales for all Sutherland stores combined. VIN number JP565535. VIN number JC139994. Plus tax, title, tags, and fee. Dealer retains all rebates and incentives with approved credit.
Who turned our new office into a wave pool?
The boss was stressed about starting this new business. She thought the waves would help relax us. Grab a tube.
Maybe she'd worry less if we just had Geico Commercial Auto.
Geico can insure our vehicles? That's good to know.
Yeah, they can help business owners with all kinds of insurance needs.
That's really good to know. Oh, looks like high tide's coming in. Hold on to something.
Get to know Geico and see how easy commercial auto insurance can be.
Are we out of our mind? All new 2019 Galliana Kia Sorento SUV. Lease zero down, $299 per month. Yes, zero down, $299 per month. Not a leftover 17 or 18. Zero down, $299 per month for an all new 2019 Kia Sorento SUV. Over 600 vehicles on site. 2018 Galliana Kia Forte. Lease zero down, $199 per month. All new 2019 Galliana Kia Sorento. Zero down, $299 a month. Plus, we need used cars, so we'll pay you $1,000 more for your trade. That's right, $1,000 more for your old car. And our lenders can get just about anyone approved. All new 2019 Kia Sorento SUV. Zero down, $299 a month. America's best value summer event at Galliana Kia. 1/2 mile south of Daniels Parkway on US 41 in Fort Myers. Open every Sunday and 24/7 at GallianaKia.com.
36-month leases, 10,000 miles per year, zero U.S. savings plus taxes, zero security deposit. Rate appraisal, many fair market value towards new vehicle purchase. Offers don't combine. Expires month end.
Car accident, truck, motorcycle, slip and fall, workers' compensation, medical malpractice, wrongful death, products liability, nursing homes, tobacco, mesothelioma. Call 1-888-SEAN-KING.
Fort Myers.
Buy you 17 Corolla, 99 a month, 2.99% APR, 72 months, 64.19 down. All plus tax, tag, title, registration, 1-3 electronic filing fee. Includes $7.99.50 dealer fee with approved credit.
Attention, Naples and surrounding areas. You will never, never, I repeat, you will never buy a Toyota for less in your life again. During Jermaine Toyota of Naples month-end sales event, Camrys, Corollas, RAV4s, 4Runners, and Tacomas, 10 to 15,000 off. Only at Jermaine Toyota. Save 10 to 15,000 on Toyotas during this month-end Toyota sell-off. During this event, Toyotas from 9,000 to 19,000. Save 10 to 15,000. Payment programs from 150 to 100 a month with as little as 100 down. If you're even thinking about buying a Toyota, this month-end sales event at your main Toyota could save you 10 to 15,000. Payments from 150 to 100 a month. Your main Toyota of Naples on Tamiami Trail. Your main Toyota of Naples.com.
A great-looking bathroom remodel doesn't have to be an expensive one. With the Home Depot Summer Kitchen and Bath event, you can finish that remodel or make a small upgrade thanks to new lower prices on exclusive faucets. Right now, get an exclusive American Standard Chatfield bath faucet in brushed nickel, just $89. Remodel or replace without redoing your budget. Come in now to the Summer Kitchen and Bath event only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 19th while supplies last.
Your mother warned you about 96 K-Rock.
Oh, no.
Everything that rocks.
them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my darkness goes. I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love hope never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day. I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door, I must have it into black. Fade away and not have to face the facts. It's not easy facing up when your whole world is black. No more will my green seagull turn a deeper blue. I could not foresee this thing happening to you.
A lot of people ask us how the hell we've managed to stay on the air for so damn long. Well, there's a bunch of reasons, but here's two of them. Our guardian angel wears a hard hat, and Father Pete had to call in a few favors. Without that, we'd have been gone in 1998, and that's the truth. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody, Stan and Haney. From the Absolute Law text line, people know this area.
Well, I would hope so. We live here.
Two different texters. I know porn is filmed here. I've seen them film porn at Bunch Beach. And another texter,
well,
different
number.
Well, must
be specialty porn there.
I know that porn is filmed in Naples. Growing up, my friend's father was a porn producer.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, this could be this active area. Active.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
We have some kick-ass listeners. Guy sent us an email because D-Train's always talking about how his computer will mess up, shut down every time the air handler goes off.
Yeah.
And a guy emailed us, and we thought he was being a smartass and going, well, here's your problem.
He actually sent us the equipment.
He actually sent a piece of equipment to the radio station. And when he said he was sending something, I thought, oh, is it some sort of plug or something? No, this is like a piece of rack mounted equipment.
Deal. Is this going to help?
I hope so.
Because that's like professional stuff.
Yeah, he sent us a pile rack mount power conditioner, 1800 watt capacity.
That should handle it.
And what is the purpose of this again, D-Train?
He believes our problem is dirty power. And so this will.
What does dirty power mean?
It's basically when you have so much electronics working off power, you don't have a consistent, steady wattage. There's minor fluctuations. And
okay.
So this is basically an amplifier, plus it stabilizes the power to make it consistent across the board.
Well, that makes all kinds of sense.
Well,
look at that. Yeah.
10 outputs on the back.
What you're going to need to do is use some kind of sheet metal engraver to say property of Stan and Haney, because I could see the engineering department saying it's theirs.
Oh, they'll assume it's theirs.
Yep. And it's not.
And we'll be accused of stealing it if we try to take it out of here.
Yep. Thank you.
You want to sound smart, Stan?
Yeah.
Tell V-Train, first thing I'd do is plug the CPU in that son of a bitch.
Yeah, first thing I'd do is plug the CPU in that son of a bitch.
That is some quality advice, Dan. I will take you up on
no
that.
No problem. That's what I'm
right
here.
After, that's what I'm right here. After I engrave property standards.
Yeah, well, you got to do that.
Let me go get my pocket knife.
Yeah.
And then
yeah, carve it right in.
And then we'll come up with some more direction for you.
Grab
more
bag
orders.
Brought to you.
Because Stan knows what to do.
I know what the hell's going on. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug, US 41, down in Naples. Shark Week going on now, but the Discovery Channel.
Shaq almost got bit. Did you see that?
Yeah, the shark got into the cage. But now a new study shows that there's something far more dangerous to humans than sharks. So Discovery is on top of this, too.
Shark Week continues on the Discovery Channel. But because on average only 6 people are killed each year by sharks, and statistically you're more likely to be killed by a cow, next week is Cow Week on Discovery.
That's no joke.
It's the truth.
You know that. You grew up around cows.
They're mean.
You know what they're capable of.
And they're dumb.
Makes them more dangerous.
Yep. We live by the beach.
No, we don't. What are you, Eric Estrada?
Yeah. Sorry, Lehigh Acres. Relatively close. There are some people...
Well, I mean, we live closer than somebody that lives in Nebraska.
Right. And there are some people who have never been to the beach.
I can't imagine that.
Well, if you're handicapped and nobody to take you, a 36-year-old guy from Alabama just went to the beach for the first time in his life. And he called it a dream come true. He was born with cerebral palsy and uses a wheelchair to get around and never had anyone to take him to the beach until now.
It was a place I always wanted to go. It took me years to get here, but God, you know, God made a way for me to get here. I never imagined it looking like this, but it's beautiful, and I love it. I don't want to go home. About you being disabled... You just don't find too many people that take out time with you and willing to help you. And this one moment that I will never forget, no matter how old I may be, I will never forget this. I'm about to get emotional now, but I ain't gonna do it. If I never experience this again, I'm gonna enjoy it right now and live in the moment and thank God for what it is.
And it's nice and it's picturesque. The sand is what I have a problem with. You're out there in the sun, the sand gets everywhere.
But there are, I think, two things that if you haven't seen them will really do something to you. See, I grew up around the ocean, so I never got that impact. But I was an older kid the first time I went to the mountains. And I think the feeling is similar because it's so entirely different if you're not used to it.
Yeah.
And it's two things. One, when you are below the mountains and they dominate the sky, that's just your brain has to adjust to that.
Yep.
And then when you get up on top of that sumbitch, view's pretty nice.
Yeah, it is. Okay, here's a do-gooder that's really... I don't know how we feel about this. This is Miss Budinsky.
Uh-oh.
In my opinion, but she thinks she saved a life. Probably did. a Swedish student named Elin Erison.
That's a good Swedish name.
Yep. Was on a plane going to Istanbul.
Why?
I don't know. When she found out that a man on the flight was being deported to Afghanistan, she thought he would be killed when he landed in Afghanistan. So what did Elin do? She refused to take her seat until that pilot got the guy off the plane and saved his
life.
Are
you kidding me?
I'm not.
I'm right now at an airport, at an airplane, and there's a person getting deported to Afghanistan. Please don't take my phone. Don't touch my phone. And the people here working are trying to take my phone away from me just because
Shut
a person
down, go
is
home.
Going
Shut
to
down.
Get deported to
Shut
Afghanistan,
down.
Where there's war, and he's Shut. Going to get killed. And what I'm all saying is that I'm not going to sit down until this person is off the plane. Because he will most likely get killed if he is on this plane.
What an idiot. Yeah.
And the pilot has the right to say that he is not allowed to be on the plane.
Yeah, might be a terrorist.
The pilot also has the right to kick your ass off the plane,
yep.
thus spoiling your plan.
Yep-o. This footage
that
is
just...
Yep. I know. This footage is everywhere, and if you haven't seen
I don't understand Europe. Why are they so sympathetic?
Yep. I don't know. Has something to do with, I don't know, the occupation.
Booked in patient.
A New Jersey police officer saved a man's life yesterday when he was about to get hit by a train. The guy was on the tracks and not moving for some reason, probably sleeping. And the officer ran up yelling until the guy finally reacted and jumped off the tracks at the last minute.
Hey, bud! Hey, move! Hey, bud, move! Stop the train! Stop the train! Buddy, move! 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 Oh. Sergeant, be advised. Train stopped. Right before he moves, sit down. Are you okay?
Where'd you come from?
Look.
Thank you.
Sean, what's your last name?
Oh my God, thank you so much. Thank you so much.
Was that Chris Griffin?
That sounds like it, doesn't it?
Did he say, where did you come from, or where did it come from? Because you're on a train track, fella. Where do you think the train's coming from?
Yeah.
Sonic said, where did it come from?
And why are you sitting on the train tracks?
I was thinking.
I got a question for both of you. Just a question. What do you think is the most banned, according to DJs, the most banned wedding song? They won't do it. That's it. They asked the DJ to play it, and DJs were surveyed and said, won't do it.
Chicken dance?
You don't make any money if you don't do it.
I know. You gotta have it. The kids love it. The grandparents love it. The bride and groom coaxed into doing it. There's Dad.
Yep. Even great-grandma loves that one.
Oh, brother.
You know what? If you're a wedding DJ, I don't know what you're thinking, saying, I won't play that. No. You're not there for you because you're cool. You're there to play the songs to make people happy.
Yeah. All right, Haney, Jeopardy, the category. You're going to win. This one's easy. You're going to win. You're going to get everyone. The category.
I thought I just won a game yesterday. Yeah. Do I have to win a game every day?
I'm just going to see how you can sweep.
All right.
The category. Straight to Billboard number one. Here's Alex.
1997, the 1997 version of this Elton John song.
That's it?
That's the clue.
What is Candle in the Wind?
Ron.
What is Candle in the Wind?
You got it.
Billboard 600.
1995. His You Are Not Alone. Ron.
Who is
I don't know.
Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Billboard 800.
1998. There, I Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
What happened to Aerosmith?
Dave.
It was Aerosmith.
Correct.
Billboard 4000.
2005. This country beauty's Inside Your Heaven.
Who's Shania Twain? I don't know.
Ron.
Who is Carrie Underwood?
That's it.
All right. 200 for Billboard.
2014. Her, Shake It Off.
You got me. You know how I love Tay-Tay.
Hey,
it's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Right.
She's our favorite.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, when Stan and I get together, that's all we listen to
it's
is
true.
Taylor Swift.
It's true. She is so nice. Such a role model. Such a today woman.
Yep. And she won't ever let her fans down, even
ever.
In the rain.
Ever.
And with all the costume changes.
Yep. She, oh man, I don't know what.
She's dreamy.
She is dreamy. You know, Comedy Central had that thing, the roast of Bruce Willis. And so Jeff Ross was on Kimmel and just couldn't help himself. He had to let a bunch of Bruce Willis one-liners go.
Bruce Willis can be very quiet
right.
and intimidating.
Right.
And sometimes he says nothing at all.
Right.
Were you worried about him as the subject of the roast?
You know, I had heard all that, and I met him and spent some time with him. And then he called me a couple of times before the roast and said, Jeff, don't hold back. Throw stones, and I'm going to throw them right back. So I said, he looks like a bouncer at a nursing home. He looks like a white trash Sir Patrick Stewart.
And
how is it possible? Bruce Willis looks like a Nazi and a Holocaust victim at the same time. He looks like a retired snake that won't grow back its skin anymore.
Fun fact, and we knew this, Dwayne The Rock, big fan of Tay-Tay.
Wow, and he's been on this show, you know.
Yes, he has.
Big star, been on this show.
Big star, right here. The grab bag has been brought to you by the pewter mug. We're going to shake things around a little bit. Let me get
We're going to shake it up?
Shake, yeah. I didn't think about it that way. You're right.
Because you know, a
hater's
going to
hate. When we come back, we'll take your phone calls. Thursday is normally our day for our question of the week. We're going to do it, but we're going to do it an hour earlier. We're going to do our question of the week right around 3:35 today, because later on today, scheduled to appear and perform, hopefully live, Blacktop Mojo. They're going to be at Rusty's tonight, 9 to 11 in Cape Coral. Zito's going to be there. But before they
I thought
head
Zito
up to
was
Cape
on
Coral,
vacation.
He is, but he's breaking that vacation for this.
Huh. Do we know anything about him?
Yeah, we know something about him. I'll tell you a little bit about him. But they're, how can I best describe them? They're a rock and roll band. They're a southern rock band.
Oh, good.
They play southern rock, traditional rock. They just have a song on the charts right now that is a remake of Aerosmith's Dream On, which is spectacular. And their hit that they had last year, Where the Wind Blows, was a pretty high-ranking song last year.
So they're a real,
we played them.
So they're a real southern rock band.
Oh, yeah. They're from Palestine, Texas.
Palestine. Yeah.
Their producer was a Muscle Shoals guy.
Okay. So they're a real southern rock band. How many guitars do they have?
Let's see. They've got Matt James vocals, Nathan Gillis drums, Ryan Kiefer lead guitar, Kenneth Irwin rhythm guitar, Matt Curtis bass guitar.
They got to have another guitar in there somewhere.
Well, I think you might need to go and pick up your axe.
No, man. I told you, I can't go back on the road ever again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't.
Yeah. The road goes on forever.
Story never ends.
We'll be back.
96 K-Rock.
Hurt? Dial pound 529 on your cell. Pound law, that's all.
K-Rock. If you or someone you know suffers from an addiction to bad radio, please go to stanandhaney.com for help. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studio. Area code 239 if you're outside of our immediate area. 277-9600. You contribute to the show. We'll give you a prize. I'll go over those in a second. And later on in the show, it's scheduled to appear in studio, Blacktop Mojo. You can see them tonight at Rusty's in Cape Coral. They are in town. Part of the phone calls I want to take, I didn't think that it would snowball like this. But at the end of yesterday's show during Haney's News, he went and talked about a woman who wanted to have a unique name for her child.
And we suggested, what, Muriel?
Yeah, and we were talking about the old names of that aren't used anymore, that are kind of making a comeback. And our last break of the show, we started reading off some of your texts to old names that you don't hear much anymore. And long after we left, they continued to come in.
Really?
So, yes. You know, you got to think of what is an old name that you don't hear that much anymore, whether it's for a man or for a woman.
What happened is we were doing a story about this ridiculous mother. She has a four-year-old daughter and wanted her to have a unique name, and then found out everybody else was naming their kid that, so wanted to change the name. And so we said, well, what names aren't being used? And I said, well, she could name her Pearl.
Yep. Yeah, and that's named not being used.
And then the avalanche started with names that you don't hear.
277-9600, names that you don't hear. Here are some of the ones that we got late yesterday, long after that we were off the air. Agatha.
Eyes of blue. But oh, what those 5 foot could do.
Geraldine.
Oh, yeah. Here come the judge.
Thelma.
Thelma Lou.
Thelma, not used. What else we got here? I don't know if I've ever heard this name. Tell me if it's Blodwin?
No. And your favorite, you don't hear Becky Lynn much.
No. My girlfriend said Grover. You don't hear that. Here's Wilbur. What else? Vivian. I keep thinking of Vivian Vance.
Yep, Viv.
Yeah. What else? 277-9600. Worked with a gentleman named Cheryl. Supervisor was a man also. His name was Carol. Like Carol O'Connor. You better chase all your cares away. So Theron and Forrest.
Well, we know lots of Forrest, though.
Yeah, yeah. But it's an old name. Otto. Olaf. what else we got?
Seriously, are there any young girls named Muriel?
Marilyn. Muriel. Yeah, I told you, my buddy that I grew up with in school, his mother, who's now 95, Muriel, named their daughter Coral.
Let's see.
I think that's it. 277-9600. Give us an old name that you don't hear much anymore. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Dee Dee.
Hi, Dee Dee.
How are you, gentlemen, today?
Doing good. What's on your mind, sweetheart?
I've had a burning, legitimate question, and you could tell how long I've listened by this question, I believe. It's okay. For you, Stan.
Yes, ma'am.
Did you ever get your bearskin rug?
Wow. Okay. Here's my answer. Yes. Yes, I did get the bearskin rug. It was absolutely gorgeous. I had it in my house, and the cat that I had at the time attacked the hell out of it.
The rug and the cat are both deceased.
Tore it to pieces. Yes. Both are deceased.
I understand. I remember that cat and how much it hated you, and you hated it.
Yeah, I got another one that hates me now, too. That hates me.
Yeah, but the one he's got now acts on the hatred.
Yeah.
So I've heard.
Dee Dee, what can we get you? I've got Babacu Saw. I've got tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco.
Sure.
What do you want? What?
You have it.
What?
Pizza.
Pizza? I don't have any pizza.
Daddy?
No, I don't have any pizza. I've got pewter mug.
Yeah, we ran out of the pizza quick.
Yeah, that went. I've got pewter mug. I've got tickets to see Sebastian Maniscalco. I've got a Stan bobblehead.
Where'd that come from?
Signed by Haney.
Yep.
Yeah, you won't touch it.
Because we got rid of all the Haney ones. I've got tickets to a miracle game. I've got a complimentary auto health checkup from Naples Nissan. I've got gun show tickets. I've got one bottle of Stan and Haney Babacu Saw left.
I believe I'll do the pewter mug.
You got it, sweetheart. Hold on.
Well, she's been with us a long time.
Yeah, she has. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Fuckhead. Oh, hey. Stan and Haney, it's Forrest.
Hey, Forrest.
I just want to let you guys know I met a lady the other day named Esther.
Ah, that's named after probably Esther Williams, the beautiful swimmer.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Thank you, Forrest. And say hi to Esther for us.
I don't know. The one that sticks with me, I'd like to see Pearl make a comeback.
That's a nice name. That's a nice name.
Names like Pearl, Rose.
Yeah, Rose is another one. Rose. Yeah. 277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Dick the Painter, boys. You're doing a great job.
Appreciate it, buddy. What's on your mind?
I've got three names. All right. I had two aunts. One was named Bernice.
Ah, that's a good one.
And Harriet. Aunt Bernice and Aunt Harriet.
Yeah.
You don't hear those anymore.
Those aren't around anymore. Yeah. Nice job on that.
And I worked as a busboy many years ago. With a woman named Gert. I guess it was Gertrude.
Mm-hmm.
Gert. Oh, Gert. And you didn't screw with Gert.
Nope. You say Gert or Muriel, I automatically get nervous.
Yep.
Yeah, you tighten right up. Yeah.
Yep.
What can I get you, buddy?
I'll try the miracle tickets. How about that?
Sure, absolutely. A pair of tickets to pick the game you want to go to. Hold on. 277-9600. Gonna have to work on speed. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Dean. What's going on?
Hey, Dean. What's going on?
Did you say you need some speed?
Yeah, I need speed. And D-Train knows what I'm talking about. I need speed. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, not much, man. Just driving on 75, and I was checking. I didn't catch the name yesterday, but I got a guy's name and a girl's name.
All right, lay it on us.
Well, the guy's name would be Horace.
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
And then for the female, Ruth.
Ruth?
My grandmother.
Yes. I knew a Ruth.
Do you?
Yeah, but new. Nobody in present time.
Right, exactly.
Did you ever know a Ruthie?
Not a Ruthie, just Ruth.
You know who Ruthie was?
Who was Ruthie?
She was married to the country rich man.
Oh, get out.
Yep.
What can I get you, buddy?
You got one of them pewter mugs?
Yeah, I think I'm out of the pewter mug.
Oh, okay.
Here's what I got.
Well, they won't be happy to hear that.
No, they went so fast. I've got tickets to go see Sebastian Maniscalco at the Barbara B. Mann on November 23rd. We put you on the guest list. I've got a Stan bobblehead. I've got tickets to The Miracle. I've got gun show tickets. I've got one left bottle of Babacu Saw. And I got the auto health checkup from Naples Nissan.
I'll do that bottle.
You got it, buddy. Hold on.
There you go.
All right, where is he? Where's the guy that there's one that's waiting for a bottle, the bottle of Saw. I'll go find them. Ahoy, who's this? Ahoy. Who is this? Are you there? No?
Our phones were doing so good, and now I'm starting to lose confidence.
Is that the guy? Stop pushing buttons. I'm pushing buttons. That might be him. There's somebody in D-Train's room and getting his feet wet.
Uh-huh.
Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Patty.
Oh, hi, Pat. Pat, how are you, Pat?
I'm good. It's Patty. So,
hey, Pat.
I just had a friend who had a daughter who was choosing between Eleanor and Francis because she wanted an old name.
Oh, very nice.
Eleanor. Yeah, that's it. And Francis, sure. I associate Eleanor with the president, the first lady, and I associate Francis with the mule.
I thought you would have associated it with Ms. Rigby.
Eleanor Rigby? No, I'm thinking I'm reading too much about J. Edgar Hoover right now. Okay. What can I get you, sweetheart?
How about tickets to the Miracles?
Sure, we can arrange that for you. Hold on.
What do you
awesome.
Think?
Thank you, guys.
What do you think J. Edgar Hoover would think of J. Edgar Comey?
Not very fondly. Hold on. We got it. A D-Train? Let him know that I have to hang up first before he grabs too.
People don't know their email addresses.
That's ridiculous.
That's the hang up.
I know all five of mine.
Okay, what is it?
Not a chance in hell. 277-9600.
You can brag it, but you can't bag it up.
If I was filling out, if I was getting a prize, I'd tell them. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Miles.
Hey, Mike, there's a nice name. Miles, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing all right. How about you, gentlemen?
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
Oh, I got a couple old names for you. My great-grandmother, her name was Helen.
Okay, yep.
We mentioned Helen yesterday.
That's an old one.
I got a rare one for you. My little great-grandmother on my other side is my Count Bernadette.
Oh, Bernadette. Man. That's awesome. That's awesome.
Yep, yep. Yeah.
Who did that song? Four Tops?
Bernadette. Yes, it sure was.
Yep.
What can I get you, buddy?
Oh, I'd love a pewter mug if you got it.
Do we have any left? I think we're all out. Are we all out of them? Because
somebody needs to talk to the pewter mug because I think they'd want us to have them.
We have one left? Oh, we do have one. Hold on. We got to take a break. Let the visitor catch up.
The visitor.
And that's getting your feet wet.
Well, you know, he just got called up.
Yep. When we come back.
You got to give him a chance. He just got called up, man.
We're switching things around a little bit. We're going to do our question of the week next. It's going to trigger something in your head. We'll take your phone calls. We'll each tell our story. You'll tell yours. You have the right answer to our question of the week. Then later on today, scheduled to be in studio with us, Blacktop Mojo. They're going to be hopefully performing for us in here, and you can see them.
Do they know that? Because I know you
I
were
think
told.
They do.
You were told, don't worry about it. Richard knows all about it. And then Richard came to you and said, you know anything about a band coming in?
Yo. Blacktop Mojo going to be performing at Rusty's tonight, starting at 9 p.m. Zito will be there.
Which Rusty's?
Cape Coral. Cape Coral location. These guys, they're good. They've had songs that have charted. They're national recording artists. They're in town. They've been on tour now for several months. I know tomorrow they're going to be, tomorrow up in Tampa. They're going all over the place. They're swinging by Fort Myers, going to be at Rusty's tonight.
And you said something about Muscle Shoals?
Yeah, one of their producers, I guess, was one of the Muscle Shoals producers. I want to ask them about it when they're in here. But they're from Texas,
Palestine,
Texas. Yep. So we'll do that. Our question of the week, though, we want your participation. Coming up next, this is the Stan and Haney program.
An almost Nixonian paranoia displayed prominently and proudly in a public forum. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. We are, what are we going? Are we going with 3:30 or 4:30? Okay, 4 o'clock, 4:30. Okay.
Between 4 and 4:30. Aren't we in charge here?
At some point along the line, I lost it.
Last time I checked, yep. It's the Stan and
Haney show. Burl?
Oh, yeah. Burl Ives.
Lizbeth Booth? I like this one. Emerald? And what was the other one I hear? Hold on. And Jewel.
Jewel.
Yeah. Just throwing a few. It strikes a nerve with people. 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer.
I think Muriel is the one that really sticks out.
Yep.
And not in a good way.
Blacktop Mojo sometime today. But time now for our question of the week. It's not a yes or no answer. This is an answer that you have the correct answer to because it's your story. We normally do this at 4:30, but because we don't know what's happening at 4:30, we're doing it now. I'm going to pose to you our question of the week. Give us a call.
We don't know what's happening at 4:30 either.
No.
Because we're told between 4 and 4:30.
Right. I was told 4:05 they want to get ready. I don't know if someone's putting on a vest. And then they're coming in here.
Yeah, we learned that vests are very important.
Yep. Here is the question. Phones on lockdown, please. Phones on lockdown till after I ask the question of the week. Your answer. I don't care whether you're from a big city, small town, hamlet, suburbia.
What about a holler?
A holler, a rural area. Your town, your hometown is known for something. Our question of the week. What is your hometown known for? And I don't care if you live in the middle of nowhere. That town might have an azalea festival, and mm-hmm. people come from miles around for it. 277-9600, our question of the week. What was your hometown known for? Phone lines are released. We'd love to hear your answer. I was born or raised my hometown, Canton, Connecticut, known for great trout fishing. Because we had the Farmington River and tubing the rapids, where people would get the inner tubes, come from miles around to be dropped off upriver and go tubing down the Farmington River, which cut right through not only our property when I was a kid, but right through the town of Canton, Connecticut. Fly fishing, rainbow trout, brown trout, and rapid tubing.
You
got to
watch out for the old brown trout.
Yep. 277-9600 Haney. I think it's pretty obvious, but what was your hometown known for?
Well, let's see. Well, I was born in Daytona.
There was something that happens there, isn't it?
Well, there's really not much there other than the beach and the speedway.
Yep. 277-9600. D-Train, what is your hometown known for?
My hometown is Florence, Kentucky, located in Boone County. Now, Boone County would like to think that everybody knows them for their relationship to the man they named a county after, one Mr. Daniel Boone.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Florence, Kentucky is known for their water tower that says Florence, y'all, right on the back of it.
Ah, people come from miles around and take a picture of that.
Yep. Anybody who's been on 75 driving from Tennessee to Ohio or Michigan knows Florence for the Florence, y'all, water tower right by the interstate.
277-9600.
Something to be proud of. I wish my hometown had something like that.
Yeah, instead of the Daytona 500. Mm-hmm. What is your hometown known for?
Yeah. I think my hometown, what is it they used to say? Birthplace of speed.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
And you need some speed.
Yep. Yeah, I do. What's your first name?
Joe.
Joe, where? What's your hometown?
Almorada, Florida, the sport fishing capital of the world.
Almorada, yeah, absolutely.
Now, where were you actually born?
I was born in Miami Beach.
And you got to grow up in Isla Mirada?
Yeah, I literally grew up with the Gulf of Mexico 20 paces out of my back door.
That is.
Do you have any
phenomenal.
Idea how lucky you are?
Yeah, I think we knew the term "you vacation where I live" when I was a kid.
Yep. Appreciate the call. 277-9600.
I mean, he was basically living out like he was on Flipper.
Yes. See, there's the big water tower.
Yeah. Oh, that's a beautiful water tower.
See, the story behind that is they built that before they built the mall, and it said Florence Mall. But people were getting angry when they got off the interstate to look for the mall that wasn't there. So some creative genius changed it to y'all, and it's been that way for 40 years.
So what happened with the mall?
Oh, it's still there.
Okay.
They just built the tower first and put mall on there before the mall was built.
That's most important. What's your
So the mall is there now.
Now. But that's become our Hollywood sign, so they have never changed it. It's been like that for 40 years now.
What's your hometown known for? And don't tell me known for nothing. Every town is known for something. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Josh.
Josh, where's your hometown?
I grew up in Nashville, Indiana, Little Nashville.
And what are they known for?
Oh, it's John Dillinger. A museum is there. They have a lot of art.
So they're known for John Dillinger.
And a lot of art.
And a lot of art.
Yep.
Okay. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. This is Mark from Naples.
Mark, your hometown?
Well, my hometown and where I moved from and grew up is Battle Creek, Michigan, and they're known for cereal.
Yeah, they are. Were cereal prices cheaper in Battle Creek?
No, I don't think so. They were probably more expensive because Kellogg seemed to think that they were, you know, all that, you know?
Yeah. 277-9600.
Wonder what would happen if they caught you eating Post cereal.
Yeah, there in Battle Creek. You know, it was the cornflakes was supposed to be for the insane.
Yeah, it was.
It was sanitariums.
The people that invented the cereals, they were insane.
Yep. Question of the week. What was your hometown known for? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is David. How are y'all?
Good, David. Your hometown was...
Ochoapi, Florida.
Nice. We know that one. Go ahead.
Yep.
Square groupers all the way.
Well, I thought you were going to say skunk ape.
Yeah.
And no.
Hey, the skunk ape. No. Your Ochoapi's known for the skunk ape.
That's because of David Shealy.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. And he's known, for Ochoapi.
What's and, it known and, for? And the yep. smallest post office.
Yep. There were so many more things. But then again, if somebody says my hometown is Fort Myers, a lot you can work with here, too, depending on what it meant to you. Do you know that, it's in North Fort Myers now, but back in the 50s, when my grandmother was running her shop up in Rhode Island, every year, a trip south to Florida to go to the Shell factory. That was... She used to stock a lot of her store and art and stuff, Shell art and all that, from the stuff at the Shell factory.
Small world.
Isn't it?
And,
home movies from the 50s of driving down the road and passing the Shell factory.
Same thing. My grandparents went to Sanibel every year.
Yeah. Probably got old movies of that, too, and snapshots. What is your hometown known for? Ahoy, who's this?
All right, fellas, Casey here.
Casey, what's your hometown?
Chazy, New York, C-H-A-Z-Y.
And they are known for?
The largest Macintosh apple orchard in the world is number one. And number two, it's the first school with a centralized bus system. William H. Minor built the school, and he had horse-drawn buses.
That's amazing.
No kidding.
Now, let me ask you, up in that town, fall time with the Macintosh apples, a lot of cider up there.
Oh, my God. We used to sneak in and take it. Hard cider. It was awesome.
Yeah.
But William H. Minor invented the Minor coupling to hook trains together.
Oh, okay.
He built a hotel across Route 9, the main road at the time, and imported teachers throughout the world, and he built a school with two swimming pools so they could walk through the underground tunnel so they didn't have to walk through the snow to get to the school.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't think about it now. So much money was made through the railroads.
Absolutely. And it would help this country right now if we had a decent railroad system.
I'll tell you what would help this country right now even more than the railroads. And I did not know about this. I just happened to see a report on it. I think it was on Vice, where Trump had appointed this guy to look into infrastructure and what should be the priority. And it's not what you would think. You'd think, you know, highways and bridges, and yes, that's important. But it is really what we need to do is fix the Mississippi. Because the locks and the system that they have to keep traffic on the Mississippi going, well over 100 years old and breaking down. Yeah. And every year, the draft gets less and less, so it excludes different classes of ships over the years, and that's losing, like, billions of dollars.
That's a works project that is in the billions.
But it would make billions.
Yeah. Yep. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. It's Howard. How you doing there?
Good, Howard. What's your hometown?
My hometown was Skokie, Illinois. Which was predominantly Jewish neighborhood, but as a non-Jew, my friends all treated me real nice. They made the news because the Nazis wanted to march down the main street to Skokie.
Oh, yeah.
Now, you've seen the Blues Brothers, right?
Yeah, based on that.
It's loosely based on that. It was quite a time to be in high school and have all that turmoil.
I bet.
Goy!
Yep. Nice to know that's what the town's known for.
Yep. Call up and brag about
it. Yeah, it's not about those beautiful magnolia trees.
Nope.
It's about the Nazis marching.
Mm-hmm.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Bob from Naples. How you guys doing?
Bob, how are you? What's your hometown, Bob?
South Bend, Indiana, home of the University of Notre Dame.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You go to a few
touchdown Jesus.
You go to a few games when you were a kid?
No, I never did. I moved out of there when I was 8 years old. But here's the story. My grandfather bought a piece of land there in 1933. He was a carpenter. He built a shed around his truck, and then he built a house around the shed. He helped build South Bend. I've still got some of the original redwood seating from the stadium there.
Wow.
And
very
so,
cool.
So his truck stayed at the inside of the house?
Well, no, he put a door on it.
277-9600. Question of the week. What is your hometown known for? Every hometown, every town is known for something. What was yours known for? Ahoy, who's this?
Hi, this is Mark from Naples.
Mark, what was your hometown?
New Haven, Connecticut. Pizza.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's true. But you have to admit, New Haven was a hole.
Yeah, well, without Yale, it'll be bankrupt right now.
Yeah, that's true. Great pizza down there. I mean, it's all in the water. It's all in the water.
That's what they say.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Hey, this is Ron.
Hey, Ron, where's your hometown?
Bremen, Indiana, just 20 miles south of that guy that just said from South Bend.
All right, and what's your town known for?
Well, cornfields, soybeans, and wheat. That's about it. Downtown.
All right. You never had a festival, or you never had the leek queen crown there every year, or anything like that?
No, we're a small town in northern Indiana.
So they don't have like the annual chive jamboree.
Yeah.
No, sir.
Okay. You know, the annual kids firefly catch.
You know, you never see chives by themselves.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
If there's no sour cream, there's no chives.
No. 277.
What kind of farm you got here? Well, I'm growing chives out here. But, of course, we got to keep the cows here because we make sour cream, too.
So you just spring. I would chive a garnish.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
But you never see it by itself.
No, it's always paired with something.
Yep. Sour cream.
Yep.
Is there any other time you hear chives?
Not that I can think of. Ahoy. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Billy from Naples, originally from Mobile, Alabama.
Ah, and what was Mobile known for?
We got two things, birthplace of Mardi Gras in the U.S. and the introduction of fire ants.
That's true. A lot of people don't know that about Mobile and Mardi Gras.
That it was introduced there, and a lot of people don't know that about fire ants, too. It brought it right in from down south. That was one thing. That was one thing, and I'm going to tell you this.
They're evil.
Being up north, and I hadn't been up there for years, to be able to sit down in a lawn in a park and not worry about getting bitten by anything. No fire ants. They don't even know what you're talking about. What? Fire ant? What do they do?
Well, here, let me show you.
Yeah. 277-9600. Because
once one bites you, you never forget it.
Darn right. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Elliot from Cape Coral.
Elliot, what's your hometown?
Well, you said every hometown has something. I'm from a little podunk place in California called Caliente.
Caliente, California.
Yes, sir. And what they used to say about us is that it took every woman in the town just to equal one full pair of teeth.
277-9600. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, this is Joel from Cape Coral.
Joel, what was your hometown?
Actually, the hometown was called Wright's Mill. There was a sawmill there. And it was defunct when I was a kid. I still remember it, but I'm a Wright. And then I moved to Ocean City halfway through my childhood, New Jersey, and they're known for tourism.
Yep, sure are. Yep. I don't know about the sawmill. They had to have something down there. You know, the summer or fall bonfire or all that leftover wood.
You're right. Every town's got some sort of bragging rights.
Yes.
Like my adopted hometown of Estero. Estero, you know, been far more civilized than Fort Myers and Naples for a lot longer.
Oh, yes.
Thanks to a crazy man and his harem of women.
Yep.
Who believed we are living on the inside of the earth. Old Doc Teed.
Yep. What a man.
It's a great story.
Yes, it is. One more.
Estero had full power, its own newspaper.
Yeah, thanks to him. Ahoy, who's this?
Damon.
Damon? Where are you from? What's your hometown?
Mars Hill, Maine.
Mars Hill, Maine?
Yep.
And what was it? Lobster?
Actually, no. I'm Mars Hill Mountain 6 months of the year. It is the first place sunlight hits the United States.
Ah, that's awesome. All right, appreciate the call. If you would like to email us and tell us what your hometown was and what it was known for, every town was known for something, email us ahoy@stanandhaney.com. When we come back, your first look at traffic, news headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails later on in the 4 o'clock hour. Blacktop Mojo. They're going to be at Rusty's tonight. They're going to be performing in studio before that. Rusty's Cape Coral, by the way. Zeta will be there from 9 to 11. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
96 K-Rock. 4 hours of whatever is going on in their heads. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hi, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Thursday afternoon, we're going to get your first look at traffic here in just a second. News headlines with Mark Haney, 4 o'clock fluffer. Your emails scheduled in less than 30 minutes. National recording artists Blacktop Mojo in studio. Tonight with Zito, they're going to be at Rusty's Raw Bar and Grill, Cape Coral. They'll be the live music. Going to have food and drink specials, free stuff from the K-Rock pile. So you want to go up there and have yourself a good time, but they'll be in here before they go there. Blacktop Mojo. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board. It's in Lehigh Acres, and it's a crash on Floyd Avenue South and 23rd Street Southwest. Again, that's in Lehigh Acres. And you are up to date. Coming up in less than 1 hour, it will be the newscast of record with Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney. He is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about ready to tell you. He's got today's headlines for you.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news. Of course, we will have some things for you you did not know. Mm-hmm. Some interesting facts they've discovered about pizza, and specifically the times of day that people really enjoy pizza. Based on ordering.
I don't know what that stat shows, but I learned this from my mom. Nothing better than pizza for breakfast.
Nice. Pizza for breakfast? Yeah. Heavens no. Unless it's my cereal, you know. Introducing Haney's Pizza Crisp.
Yeah. Mm-mm.
A California DMV worker got in a bit of trouble.
Yeah.
After it was discovered that this particular state worker spent more than a year on the job sleeping.
What a perfect job, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Great story. Stan had it on the grab bag. A guy with CP finally gets to see the ocean for the first time. He's impressed.
Yeah, he is. Didn't want to leave.
And finally, you know, we're really, really seeing our freedoms slip away one after the other.
Little by little.
You know, things that used to be okay aren't okay anymore.
What now?
Great example. A man is busted just because he was doing nude jumping jacks in a McDonald's women's restroom.
Oh, that's pathetic.
These stories. And see, I reeled you right in there. Yeah, less than an hour.
Little by little.
Yeah.
Time for some laughter. We try to
I don't think I have it.
What are you talking about? You don't think you have it? I printed it. You got to have it.
Well, is it in there?
I swear to God, you have it. Hold on a second. It's not there. Did I double staple it for you? No. All
Big
right.
Piney River Cologne.
Yeah.
A barnyard.
Here's what I need you to do. Go into the waste paper basket.
Why
in my
is that
office.
Playing?
I don't know. Hold on. What?
I was buying you time.
No, I need you to go to the waste paper basket. And it's in there. I don't know why I wouldn't.
You put it in the waste paper basket?
I've thrown it away. Hold on a second. Oh, and I hope he doesn't have to go fish through it because I.
Did you hawk one up?
Well, I had soup.
Oh!
You know, soup is disgusting.
I love soup.
Oh, you do?
I do. I like soups. I like chowders.
Uh-huh.
I like bisques.
Mm-hmm.
And I like soups. I'm not a big fan of just broth, but I like soup. There they say. There we go. Is it the Mick Jagger?
I don't know. This is all.
Let me see that.
Loosely.
I'll see. Let me see that.
I know
I did it.
Yes.
Okay, good.
If I can find all of it.
It's two pages.
Got it.
Good. I feel better now. Thank you.
Today is Mick Jagger's 75th birthday.
It sure is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, should I say everyone, or did we already do that?
Yes. Today's screwy.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things you'd be surprised to know about Mick Jagger.
Top things you'd be surprised to know about Mick Jagger.
He buys his skinny jeans in the ladies section.
I think it is clear.
Shut up, Maxine. You are such an imbecile.
Don't you dare talk to me like that.
I'll talk to you anyway I please.
I'm a strong black woman.
And she's aware of your checkered past.
Well, I have zero respect for that woman.
And that's it.
Doctors estimate his sperm will be viable up to a decade after he dies.
That's true.
I am Captain Chaos.
It's him. Top things you'd be surprised to know about Mick Jagger.
Yes.
He's fathered 8 children by 5 different women.
Yeah.
Or as it's known in the NBA, restraint.
Well, huh.
It's sad. Now when he holds the mic out and asks the crowd to sing along, it's because he genuinely forgot the lyrics. It's estimated he slept with more people than a bed bug at Motel 6.
Oh, man.
It came from somewhere deep and dark that we don't want to go.
You can stream all of his solo music on Liver Spotify. Not a lot of people know this, but he has a younger brother named Chris.
Really?
Who just celebrated his 119th birthday. He's actually a scientific marvel. In an experiment, scientists observed as he unhinged his jaw and swallowed a watermelon whole.
Harvard studies show people that listen to metal music are smart.
Okay, thank you, Dave.
And finally, the very top thing you'd be surprised to know about Mick Jagger.
Yes.
Even though he resembles moldy bread, smells of antifungal cream, and drools, he still gets laid way more than you do.
Oh, my God!
And that, my friends, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
That's it, baby.
Thank you, Freddie. Email time. It's simple. Get a hold of us. Ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy@stanandhaney.com.
Okay.
Thank you, Freddie.
Wasn't it pleasant seeing the president slap around that old Nazi yesterday?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is from Doug. He said, in regards, we were talking about, is there any town in here that'll give us the key to the city?
Yeah. I don't like our odds.
Hey, guys. This is Doug talking here. My mom was inducted into the Softball Hall of Fame in Dalton, Georgia last year. She's 78 and still plays softball. She was given the key to the city from the mayor of Dalton. And yes, as you suspected, Haney, the first question she asked, did it fit the bank? This is from... Thank you. This is from who? James. Ahoy, gentlemen. My set is now complete. On the day that Mark first said he would sign a Stan bobblehead, I thought it was too funny and knew I had to win one of them. And I did that day with Stan's Name That Movie. Then, once I heard that more Haney bobbleheads were found, I had to win one signed by Stan. So there you go. I have the bobblehead of each of you signed by the other person. Keep up the great work, signed James. And good news, James, and your neighbors. The Haney ones now are gone, but yet we found more Stan.
Are you kidding me?
I'm not.
What are they trying to do to us?
I don't know. Every little cubby they open up, there's like stacks of bobbleheads, and it's like, whose are these? Oh, there we found more Haneys. We found more Stans. So we got Stans. Ladies and gentlemen, The Guardian.
Jesus.
Yep. Let me see. A lot of, let's see, Justice Department, Trump, Putin, Obama.
Jesus.
Rosenstein. Okay. Yep. It's him.
Well, you saw the Freedom Caucus file.
Impeach.
Yep.
Ahoy, gentlemen. Well, finally, some action on Rosenstein. Jim Jordan, who's going to be, wants to be the Speaker of the House. Jim Jordan.
I like him.
Yep, I do too. Jim Jordan and others have filed articles of impeachment against Rosenstein. Now, I don't expect anything will happen, but maybe, just maybe, it will light a fire under their asses. As Jordan said, they're tired of getting the finger from the Justice Department.
And when he says that, you have to understand where he's coming from. He knows what Rosenstein's up to and has confronted him publicly and behind closed doors. And then all of a sudden, they bring up this 20-year-old non-scandal about Jim Jordan when he was at Ohio State. It's got no traction. There's no story there. But isn't it just a coincidence
it
comes
there.
Up? Yeah.
Yep, throw it out there. See.
So he knows what they're doing.
See who bites the hook.
And so from Jim Jordan's perspective, you want to play hardball? Let's play hardball.
Now, did you see Mike Pompeo being questioned yesterday? I loved
Yes, I did. I love that guy.
He kept his cool, answering in an intelligent manner. The best part was to watch the left lose their minds. Why do you think they need to know what went on behind closed doors in Trump and Putin's private meeting? They are so worried that Trump is doing something nefarious, and it's driving them crazy.
I think they know Trump did nothing nefarious. They're just trying to cover their own asses.
Yep. But let's think back when Obama met with Putin. No one made a big deal. So all that shows is how big of a double standard there is. Now, they were also saying that there is no evidence that North Korea is doing anything to denuclearize their weapons. Well, that's just stupid. There are satellite photos that show that the launch sites are being taken down. Do they not realize it's a marathon and not a sprint? You know, keep throwing fastballs and Trump keeps hitting home runs. Trump 2020, you guys are the best. Signed, The Guardian.
He's done it again!
He sure has. We're going to take a break. Cross our fingers. We might
somebody
have
here?
We might have somebody here called Blacktop Mojo. We have allotted this time for them. On either side, it's craziness. This is Blacktop Mojo time next. We're Stan and Haney.
This station welcomes all walks of life, except those who have attended video game camp.
Adios, turd nuggets.
96 K-Rock. Everything that rocks.
run a little bit hot tonight. I can barely see the road from the heat coming on. Reach down between my legs. Ease the seat back.
She's my name.
Remember years ago when we told you about that woman who made her own shrimp standing over a bucket? Well, it's all true. Stan and Haney on 96K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you so much for joining us. 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. This is the business. Still waiting for Blacktop Mojo to arrive. Now, here's the way it is, because next hour, and trust me, the radio business is just that, a business. Next hour is highly sponsored. This is their time. So if they come in during the segment, more than welcome to have them come in and say hi. Of course, the gang from Blacktop Mojo going to be at Rusty's tonight, 9 to 11. Zito will be there as well. Rusty's Raw Bar and Grill, Cape Coral. They'll be the live music. They also have great food, drink specials. Zito's going to be there. Free stuff from the K-Rock pile. So I'm telling you right now, 5, 10, 15, I got about 20, 23 minutes. And Blacktop Mojo is more than welcome. This is their time. So if they want to come in and say
hi. This is their time with the clock ticking.
Yep. It's the way that it is. And I hope they do come in, because I'd love to meet these guys. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home. Then I got something to say to everybody.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Doesn't sound good.
No. All right, this is...
Are you up to something horrible?
No. I just got to make a point about something, and I'm mad about something, too. Frustrated.
All right.
We've got a crash, Fort Myers, Asterius Circle in Fort Myers, if anybody knows where that is. Then we got a hit and run, Fort Myers, Gateway Boulevard, right there at Alta Resources. And this looks like it might be out Lehigh Acres Way. Crash, Homestead Road, right by the Burger King. And you are up to date. What do you know?
They just pulled up.
Oh, that's good. So when they want to come in and say hi, that'd be great. That'll also give me time to say what's on my mind. And then when they come in, we'll say hi to them. If they can do a quick song, it would be phenomenal. I told you last night, I had just finished a lovely dinner. I was out last night at a restaurant.
What'd you have for dinner?
I had a chicken house salad, onion rings, and had also my girlfriend had chicken tacos. And then I had a couple of cold foamy brews.
What's wrong with beef? Why does everybody want chicken?
I had beef the night before. And I like chicken.
What is a chicken house salad?
Yeah, you got the vinaigrette dressing.
Is it fried chicken?
No, grilled.
Oh.
Needless to say... I had to run to the store afterwards and
get some more beer.
Yeah, and Dave the waterman calls me up on the phone. Now he calls at the most inopportune times, and he bothers me when I'm on my own time. He says to me, "This is all he says," and it's so cryptic because I grew up enjoying seafood. So he calls me up, hey, brah. What's up? I said, I'm out and about right now. What do you need? You like lobster? Yeah, I love lobster. You like lobster tails? Yeah. Do you think Haney would like lobster tails? I said, I don't know. You think about asking him? Just wanted to know, brah. And then end of the phone call.
Why not just surprise somebody?
Precisely, but he wants the attention. So now you and I were talking, hey, you know what? I enjoy a soup. I enjoy a chowder.
Ugh.
Now, Haney and
You know what? Go ahead. Heat yourself up a big bowl of French onion soup and then let it sit out.
Well, I'm not want to let it sit out, but...
Just the odors.
Haney and I
Soups make a lot of odor.
Haney and I have been in this town a long time.
Some say too long.
And I appreciate our audience letting me know things, especially after I told them I enjoy a good soup or chowder.
Mm-hmm.
Absolute Law text line. I mean, I want to say to this listener, thank you for saying this. I appreciate it. Also, the reply, do you think I live under a rock? Hey, Stan, you know, if you like New England clam chowder, you need to try the clam chowder at Skip One. Do you know they have the barbecue saw there, too? Yes. Yes. And I've had a sandwich named after me at Skip One.
Yeah.
And yes, they have awesome chowder.
The first time you dined at Skip One was closer to 1990 than the year 2000.
Absolutely true. The first year I went in there was like 1991. And they do. They have very good chowder. And I tell everybody, if you like New England chowder, people from the Northeast know this, Rhode Island clam chowder. It is not a milk-based, nor is it a tomato-based like Manhattan. It's a broth-based chowder that is exclusive to New England, or to Rhode Island.
Well, I know after you got sick at Tony's place, you were off chowder
for
several years.
Oh, with that milk and stuff, I couldn't do that. I couldn't eat that. Can we talk to a couple of the guys? I know they're out there. Can we have them come in and say hi? And while somebody else is tuning up a guitar, they're out. Blacktop Mojo's out in the hallway right now.
What that means is we're helpless right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, we're helpless. Come on in, guys. Hey, I was worried about you guys, but yeah, we're glad to see you guys. You didn't get lost, did you?
No.
All right.
We got lost in traffic.
Good old Florida traffic.
Yeah. All right. There's that microphone there. Now I want everybody to introduce themselves because you're going to be at Rusty's tonight.
Yes, sir.
Matt James.
How's it going, man?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm good, man.
You've got a great voice.
Thank you, man.
Is Nathan here?
Nathan is actually outside
smoking a cigarette.
I like him.
Yeah. Ryan.
That's me.
Hey, Ryan.
How you doing, buddy?
And Matt.
Nope. This is Chuck.
Chuck.
Yep, this is Chuck.
He's the new
fella.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Chuck. Well, I might want to make sure I'm going to get that right. First of all, I want to congratulate you guys on the success you've had over the past couple of years.
Thank you so much, man.
I got to ask you, and I'll talk to you, Matt, about this. When I first listened to you, and I know that you guys come from Texas, and I said to myself, this is a Southern rock band. No, wait a second. It's a rock band. No, it's a post-grunge band. You guys can play just about anything.
I'd like to think so.
and fit into that mode for whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Because I'm surprised. I was listening to some Southern rock stuff you've done. Obviously, the covers that you have done.
Sure.
And it is phenomenal.
Thank you, man. Thank you. I'd like to think that we like all those kinds of music, so they kind of make their way into everything we...
Yeah, we were
put them all together.
We were raised on Southern rock, and that's our favorite.
I was too.
Now I was reading in one of your bios because we know that our friends Leonard Skinner used to hang out down at Muscle Shoals.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Did I hear one of your producers was from Muscle Shoals?
Yeah, we actually used Leonard Skinner's producer Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, that's awesome!
Really?
Yeah, the old Muscle Shoals sound team. Jimmy Johnson and then his engineer Steve Milton.
Can I ask this, because when I found out you guys were coming to town, and of course we've played your stuff on K-Rock before. Where the Wind Blows from last year?
Absolutely. Ooh,
congratulations on that one.
Thank you very much. That's actually the track that he did with us.
Really?
Was that track
awesome song?
Thank you.
How did you guys get started? I mean, here you are, a couple of guys living down in Texas. You want to go and put the band together. How did you get discovered? How did it go in just like the past couple of years hitting big time?
I wish I could answer that question. I can't answer how we started.
Is it luck, or did somebody discover you, or do you just bust ass until you get knocked down doors? What is it?
Well, we've been touring our asses off.
I know,
yeah. Past year, I'd like to think that's got something to do with it.
Somebody noticed.
Hard work, yeah.
Because it really does. And we've said this so many times. You go to any town,
yeah,
and you go to any club around there, there are bands that are kick-ass bands, and they only are known in that town or that part of the state. And then there is that one chance that somebody hears it and says, this is a good band, and you guys go from a small town in Texas, suddenly you're touring nationally.
Oh, yeah. We got a lot of good people working on our team, a lot of good PR people, and, I mean, a good manager. I hate to say that. It hurts me to say
that. Me too. No.
But, no, I'm just kidding. But, yeah, we just, me and the drummer, Nathan Gillis, we met in Palestine, Texas, had some mutual friends, used to run into each other at parties all the time, and I worked at a coffee shop. I used to play acoustic in there, and I invited him to come in one day, and he came in with a couple of his buddies and was like, hey, man, we should start a band.
Basically. We should make this louder.
Yeah, we should make this louder. Exactly.
These guys are going to be at Rusty's Raw Bar and Grill in Cape Coral. Did I see correctly? You guys are going up to Tampa after that, too,
yes,
aren't
we
you?
We are.
You guys
tomorrow,
are all. Yeah. And then I looked at where you were before you came here. Everywhere.
Oh, yeah. We're actually going from Tampa to New Orleans to Albuquerque in the next week. So that's
nice.
That's going to be a good haul. I think that'll
man,
be,
I like to,
that'll be the record haul for us.
I just want to go to New Orleans and eat.
Absolutely.
That's I'm awesome. Looking forward to it.
Yeah. You're going to love it. Of course, they're going to be at Rusty's Raw Bar and Grill, Cape Coral tonight. Mm-hmm. Zito's going to be there. 9 to 11, Zito will be there. These guys are going to be the live music tonight. You're going to absolutely love them. You going to play a little something for us?
Absolutely. Yeah,
what are we going to listen to?
Pyro or something?
Yeah, sure. Whatever comes
right,
to
let
mind.
Let me get your levels. Go ahead.
You can slide that over towards him.
There you go.
There we go. Awesome.
And let me make sure they okay. All right, guys, here it is. Here they are right here in the studio. Blacktop Mojo.
Out of your mind, love never treats you right. Love in a combustible state. Love wish you would turn away, but you watch me burn out. I lit the flame myself. Don't breathe in the smoke, you fool. Don't wanna watch you choke, too. No, I try to keep you from the flames, but you always come back. No, I guess you like to watch things burn. I'm not afraid to
watch me burn.
Nice. Blacktop Mojo. That he can be doing that one. Going to be doing that one tonight.
Oh yeah, man.
Oh man,
that's a fun one. Yeah, much louder, like you said.
Very nice.
My only bitch is that the solo was too short.
Yeah, that was really good.
We'll extend that tonight.
We need a more. We need a more Freebird-esque solo.
Yeah, man.
Now the one that's floating out there now is you did the Aerosmith cover of Dream On, which it was really good. Have you heard from anybody in the Aerosmith?
We haven't, man. I think we reached out to them at one point to their PR folks, and their PR people told us that we have a hard enough time getting them to say something about their own tours.
That's true.
Good luck.
That's true.
But
Joe Perry's hanging out with Johnny Depp over in Europe.
Oh,
so
yeah, man, they're busy guys, man.
Man, I appreciate you guys coming around. We've got about 5-6 minutes left. Will you do one more song for us?
Sure, man.
You got one more in your repertoire that you can do acoustically? What are you going to do?
Where the Wind Blows, man?
Tonight at Rusty's Raw Bar and Grill in Cape Coral. It's going to be Blacktop Mojo. Right down there.
Where the Wind Blows.
Matt, Matt, what are we going to do here?
We're going to do a Where the Wind Blows.
This is the biggie. Let's go.
Starlight, any place or any time.
sunshine, washed in the starlight, any place or any time.
Let me tell you something, and the band sounds great, and we had a great guitar solo. You got a voice that will just shake walls.
Thank you, man.
That is awesome, and thank you guys so much for coming in here.
Yeah, man.
That
thank
was
you for having us, man.
That was amazing.
Oh, yeah.
That
man.
Was, we appreciate it so
got
much.
You going on, and your BVs are great, too,
man. Thank you, man. Thank you so much.
It's going to be Blacktop Mojo tonight. 9 to 11 p.m. It's going to be at Rusty's Raw Bar in Cape Coral, the bar and grill. Go by and see them. This is a treat. Guys, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us, man.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
All women are crazy. Except you, darling. That's right. Just you. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Big thank you to Blacktop Mojo.
Those were great guys.
They are great guys.
Well, I heard they were from Texas. I figured we'd like
them. Yep. They sound really good. They're young. They're hungry. They sound good. They play good. They
out
sing
there
good.
Living the dream.
Yep. And you can see them tonight. Tonight at Rusty's Raw Bar and Grill in Cape Coral. There's going to be plenty of drink specials, free stuff from the K-Rock pile, food and drink, and Jeff Zito going to be there. And that was a nice little performance here. We've had, over the years, we've had some pretty impressive people in this studio playing for us.
You know, it's been too long. I want to get Ricky to come back in here.
I would love that, too. But even when he used to come in on a regular basis, there after a while he wouldn't play anymore in the room. Hmm. He used to bring his guitar all the time back in the day. Doing an acoustic train, which was always nice.
I know he did Highway Song.
Yep. Did them both. Different times that he was in here. Let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
K-Rock traffic.
All right, let's see. We'll start in North Fort Myers first. Got a crash. Herons Glen Boulevard and North Tamiami Trail. Then we head south to Fort Myers. Crash. No injuries to be reported on. And I said this earlier. It's at Asterius Circle, which I'm told is like right off of McGregor. And you are up to date. One more traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District. Starts right now.
This is Eyewitness News with Ernie Anastas, Roseanne Scamardella, Warner Wolf, Spencer Christian.
I'm Gary King.
Hey.
And the Eyewitness News team.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Thursday, July 26.
Double M, XV, triple I.
Telling It Like It Is, I'm Mark Haney. Time now for Things You Didn't Know. 12 of the 50 highest scoring players in NBA history hit either zero or at most one three-pointer in their entire careers.
Three-pointers didn't come in, I think, until like 1980. Like the 80, 81
season. Was it that early?
I mean, it hasn't. When Haney and I were
growing
up.
In our lifetime.
There were no three-pointers in the NBA.
And there is the trick. That includes Kareem.
Yep.
Includes Wilt the Stilt.
He's the man that holds the record.
And Kareem and Shaq both got one three-pointer.
See, one. Well, Shaq, I don't think it strayed out to three-point land very often. Kareem.
Well, it's a lot of effort to go up and down the court, you know?
Kareem, you didn't have to worry about that. He'd have that sky hook. And people will say, well, the competition wasn't as good and because you had guys maybe playing against Wilt Chamberlain like Bill Russell, Bob Cousy, Jerry West, you know, Elgin Baylor. These guys weren't very good, right? Wilt Chamberlain scored, and it's still the record, it was 1962, 100 points in an NBA basketball game. I want to say he averaged in 1 or 2 years like 60 points a game. And then I think it was Bill Sharman of the Lakers.
And nowadays, that's usually the winning team score. Is it about 60?
And it was Bill Sharman, head coach of the Lakers, I believe, because Wilt was always tagged with you can't win the big one. And he did it with the 76ers 1 year when the Celtics were doing it. But every year the Lakers were coming up short. And Bill Sharman said to Wilt Chamberlain, if you want to get a championship, just do it for me. He said, play the center position, feed the ball, assist, grab the rebounds. And so Wilt's average the year they won the NBA championship was probably 13, 14 points a game, but his rebounds and assists were off the charts.
Mm-hmm.
They win the NBA title.
You know who killed basketball?
Who?
Chuck Daly.
He did the whole slow down physical defensive
game. Because he had to play Michael Jordan all the time. He focused on defense.
Yep. And Chuck Daly and that whole Pistons team.
That's how Rodman got famous.
Yep. Yeah, because he held the rebound record for a couple of seasons and changed the game. When Haney and I used to be NBA fans, it'd be like the final score would be like 123 to 117 every night. And there was talk that the Denver Nuggets were going to go and break the 200-point mark at some point because they'd score 160 points. And then Chuck Daly comes in, winds up coaching the Olympic team, and there went the NBA in scoring.
I think you'd agree with me that Mad Max and Happy Feet are very different movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Surprisingly, both are from the same director and the same writer, George Miller.
See? Multi-talented. Could do anything.
When I tell you, Stan, hey, I think I saw a falcon, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Talons there, right there, ready to grab you.
Yeah, for those of you that don't know, it's a boid.
It is a boid. A boid of prey.
Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out the word falcon technically refers only to females of the species.
Why am I hearing this for the first time?
Because it's things you didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
Males are called tercels.
Like the old Toyota tercel?
That's probably where they got it from.
A tercel.
Mm-hmm.
See, I've never heard that. That's something I didn't know. A tercel.
If you're looking to commit fraud and manipulate Social Security numbers, here's some important information for you. There are no Social Security numbers that start with a number in the 800s or 900s, or the specific numbers 000 or 36s.
Well, we know why then, you know, sign of the beast.
And by not allowing the beast to get the mark of the beast, we prevent the beast from taking power, right?
Yeah, well, he used to have a boss. He was a friend, but he was also a boss. And when he would hire people, he used to like to pride himself on when they were getting the Social Security numbers on the applications and all that stuff, that the first three digits tell you where you're from. Florida has a unique three digits than, say, where I'm from, Connecticut, and would read off the first three numbers of your Social Security number to him, and he'd tell you where you're from, where you were born.
Boy, that's a great useless skill.
Yep, it sure was, and I told him so.
Did he appreciate it?
I don't remember. It was a long time ago. I just remember him bragging, give me the first three digits of your Social Security number, I'll tell you where you were born.
And was he right?
Most times.
Most.
But yeah, there were a couple that was off.
And I'm sure that you would remind him when he was wrong.
I don't remember. I probably, you knowing me, I probably did.
Long time ago. Sure. Best to let sleeping dogs lie. Sorry about that, folks.
Sorry.
Do we all know the actor Paul Rudd?
What do we know? What do we know him from? D-Train, what do you know him from?
Ant-Man, Yes, man. Yes, sir. Yes, man. I mean, he's been in a lot of stuff.
I don't know who he is. Who is he, Haney?
He's an actor.
Okay.
For those of you that know who he is, his parents,
yeah,
are kissing cousins.
Oh, incestuous.
He is the product of a sexual union of second cousins.
That's, I think, the cutoff point, is it? First
cousins.
Oh,
that's as far as you can go.
You don't want to go.
Without going over the line.
Oh, I recognize him.
Yeah, that guy.
That guy, really.
And that's what you'll think. If you see the picture, you're going, I don't know who Paul Rudd is. And then you show a picture, you go, that guy.
See, if you wanted to go and marry first cousins, that's a no-no. Second cousins, frowned upon, but they'll let it happen.
Under the letter of the law.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Pizza is a universal food.
It sure is.
It began as Italian peasant food and took over the world. People love it across all different countries, religions, races, sexual orientations. It makes no difference.
That's right. The taste of pizza.
We love pizza, and apparently we all love eating it at the same time. Well, this study came out of Scotland, and they determined the most popular times to order pizza are 7 p.m.
Sounds about right.
Makes sense, right?
Mm-hmm.
And 2 a.m.
Well, the drinking's done.
Mm-hmm.
Time to soak it up.
Yep. And then, you wake up and there's food there.
I don't know because I haven't ever, well, I can't say never, but 2 a.m. Are most pizza shops open at 2 a.m. for delivery?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either.
Down I know here, you're not so much, but when I lived in like California or Columbus, Ohio, there was a lot of places open until 3 in the morning.
What about that place that has the water tower?
Yes.
That open 24 hours?
Yep. And I think there is one place down in the River District that's open late.
And although the study is from Scotland, they found it to be true across the world, so the brainiacs believe it may be tied into ancient human eating patterns and the times when our bodies are most likely to crave what they call ultra-satisfying food.
2 a.m. is to sop up the booze.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, there's nothing like getting a nice dry pizza with nothing but anchovies on it.
Oh! Hold it now. I don't want to say in a moment or anything right now. I want to ask you something because it just popped in my head because you said that. I'm going way back to when I first met you 30 years ago.
I thought we were going to let sleeping dogs
lie. None of that stuff!
We were bitter enemies.
Did you?
And rivals.
Did you or did you not like pizza with anchovies on it?
I love pizza with anchovies on it.
I knew it!
I also love Caesar salad. It's supposed to have anchovies on it.
I just had...
You like anchovies? Hell yeah.
I just had a wicked flashback. I don't know where we were. It could have been the radio station. And I'm telling you, this is 30 years ago. We were at the radio station or somewhere, and there was a group of us. Might have been at somebody's house. And we were ordering pizza. I'm telling you, it just snapped on me like that, and I knew you liked anchovies.
You're
on
not
pizza.
Going back to Kukla's, are you?
Yeah. And I just remember it was there. Everybody was in a condition. Okay. And somebody said, let's order some pizzas.
I think I was bartending that night.
And we were getting pizzas, and we all wanted pizza very badly.
Yes.
And I just remember almost you getting into an argument, not necessarily with me, because I was looking to go home.
I know you were there, but I don't think we spoke.
No, we refused to speak to each other. I just remember, I don't know what you and your voice, I don't know who's ordering what, but I want mine with anchovies. And I just remember thinking, what a jerk.
Mm-hmm.
Jerk. He's ruining it for everybody.
And that
jerk.
Holds true to this day,
yeah,
doesn't it?
I'm going home.
I'm a jerk, and I ruin things for everybody.
You wanted anchovies on pizza. Now, we are about as wasted as human beings could be at that point, and we all wanted to eat. And you wanted pizza with anchovies, and everybody was going, oh, come on. And I'm like saying in my head, I ain't waiting around for these pizzas to get here. I'm getting the hell out. But guess what? There he goes, ruining it for everybody.
Now, that goes back to 1987. It is now late July 2018.
Look, I didn't think about it until this very second. I had repressed it.
No, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
That's 1987. We're now in 2018.
Yes.
How many times since 1987 have you had that same thought regarding me?
In other areas
yes,
and circumstances?
That I'm ruining it for everybody.
I don't know.
Just ballpark.
It's got to be in the thousands.
In a moment.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
I am Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill? So why did you care?
I don't remember. I don't even remember. I had not thought about that for 30 years. And you know what? Somebody just texted, driving home drunk, Stan. Yeah, those were the days where if you were swerving, the cop would make sure you're okay. Follow me to your house.
And who says he was drunk?
Yeah.
He just said he was messed up.
Yeah. That's true. There's a good chance I wasn't drunk.
And you wouldn't know if you were.
No. Nope. Remember our program director that night? That's all he kept saying out in the street as he was smoking a cigarette. I'm going to die.
He said that a lot.
He did.
But he's still alive.
Yeah, he is.
God bless him.
And a lot older than you and I.
Mm-hmm.
Still kicking.
Yeah, I remember that because we were young bucks, and he was much older than us. I'm thinking, how is this guy keeping up with us?
We were in our early 20s, and he was already 40.
And he would hang right with
and
us.
And he would sometime he'd outdo us. I'm going to die, Stan. I'm going to die. I'm right here in this street. I'm going to die. Oh, don't worry about it, Al. Haney's got pizza with anchovies coming. Yeah, you ruin it for everybody. Anchovies. I don't know what everybody else. I want mine with anchovies. Nobody likes anchovies on pizza. Oh, he may say he does.
I need my anchovy people to hit the text line right now. I never ask you for anything, but people that like anchovies, I need backup. You know, there's a reason that anchovies are an option.
Yeah, sure. It is an option.
Because some people like it.
Slimy, hairy thing that goes on. Yes, D-Train?
You forgot salty.
And salty.
Well, it's like a salty eyebrow.
Yes!
You know what, Stan? Mm. I blame you.
Of course you do. Why? What did I do?
This is the story of a young couple in Portland, Maine.
While waiting for her husband, Don, to return home from work, she reaches for a can of anchovies.
I remember this was actually a hit.
As she spreads the tiny fish across a piece of lettuce, she notices a small note at the bottom of the can. Written on it is a telephone number. Curious, she dials and is told,
"Don't move, lady. We'll be right over."
Placing the phone back on the hook, she turns to see three smartly dressed men standing in her kitchen doorway.
You don't want to read these texts.
She is rolled tightly in long sheets of cellophane, transported to an international airport, and placed on a waiting jetliner. All this being too much for her to comprehend, she passes out. Upon awakening, she finds herself in a strange, foreign-speaking nation. Alone, fearing her escape impossible, she seeks comfort in the arms of a confidential agent. With a trace of her kiss still warm upon his lips, he betrays her to the hands of three scientists who are engaged in diabolical avant-garde experiments previously performed only on insects and other small, meaningless creatures. Using her as their subject, they are delighted with the results. For the first time, a human being is transformed into a... Meanwhile, back in Portland, Maine... Her husband, Don, now chain-smoking 40 packs of cigarettes a day, sits at a local bar and has a few beers with the regulars. Bored, everyone's attention turns to the television set that just hangs from the wall.
Welcome to Bowling for Dollars.
Suddenly, Crazy Al says,
Say, Don, there sure is something familiar about that bowling ball.
To which a terrified Don replies,
Oh my God! That bowling ball! It's my wife!
And the lesson we learn from the story is, next time you place your order, don't forget to say, no anchovies, please.
In other news. Why don't I want to see those texts?
You know, a few of them, you know, oddballs, like most don't. Most don't. All right?
I understand that.
And then the one that knew somebody that liked anchovies on pizza also liked to have fresh fruit like blueberries on pizza, too.
No.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's the same group you travel with.
So nobody likes anchovies? Nobody likes sardines or smelt? Nobody likes canned oysters.
Nope.
Okay. I got to use my Bryant Gumbel escape now. Moving on. The California State Auditor's Office just released a report on state worker misconduct. There is one case that stands head and shoulders above the rest. There's an employee at the DMV who spent thousands of hours sleeping on the job.
Jeez.
Between February of 2014 and last December, this woman slept more than 2,200 hours on the clock. That adds up to a total of 275 workdays, or more than a full work year. Apparently, her boss reported they had to wake her up three or four times daily. But the boss believed the woman might be sleeping because of some sort of medical condition, so they were scared to push the issue.
Yep, don't want to be liable for that.
Now, obviously, being asleep all the time had an impact on her work. She processed less than a third of the papers she was supposed to have during that time period. However, despite this and the hard evidence of her misconduct, she is still employed.
What?
Why?
Why?
Her boss did not fill out the proper forms, so she's received a stern warning.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, for those of you that want socialism, that's an example of what you'll get.
Yes!
Police in Nashville, Tennessee, received a call on Monday. The call regarding a man exercising at the local McDonald's. Now, that is suspicious.
Mm, yeah.
Just me personally, I think exercise is the last thing on my mind when I head to McDonald's.
Yep.
But this gentleman happened to be nude and performing a series of jumping jacks in the ladies' room.
In the ladies' room?
Yes. Okay. When the police arrived, they found 25-year-old Brady Young naked as the day he was born in the ladies' room, still in the process of doing calisthenics in the form of jumping jacks. The police also noticed what they termed a strong chemical smell in the bathroom, which led them to believe that Brady may have been huffing the cleaning supplies.
Yeah.
He was arrested for public indecency, trespassing, and public intoxication.
Look at this. He's a ginger, too.
Yep.
Yep.
Look at those pupils.
Yep.
He's wasted.
No, they're capable of anything.
Not a bright future.
Nope.
Dave would hang out with him.
Oh, him and Dave would be buds.
Yeah.
Right on, dude. That's hardcore, man.
Yeah.
And that's the news for today, Thursday, July 26.
Double M XV triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchovy aficionado.
There he is, little Marky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney, 96K Rock.
You know, radio is a crazy business.
Sure is.
96K Rock is no exception. You see, while others routinely come and go, we stubbornly remain. Which begs the perfectly logical question. Stan and Haney, smart or dumb? Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
I don't want to think about it.
No. Roger Marley going to be in at 6 o'clock. Stand back. Let's check.
Called us a name.
Yeah. Let's check traffic. And then we'll go over some of the texts that we got, the great anchovy debate.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
All right, a couple of things on the board. We will start. Well, both of these are in Bonita Springs. We'll start with a hit and run. South Tamiami Trail and West Terry Street. Oh, let's make it two. Bonita Springs, hit and run. Imperial Harbor Boulevard and Old 41. And you are up to date.
You know, you anchovy haters don't have to deal with things that anchovy lovers do. Like when I order anchovies on a pizza, I have to wait for the pause and then the, are you sure?
Yeah. Absolute Law text line. We'll go over a few of these. Ever have a white anchovy?
No.
Delish. Canned tuna, Haney. That's all. Not on pizza, though. Surprisingly good in an omelet. Nothing like good, like a good tuna melt omelet. Okay.
I never suggested putting tuna on a pizza.
Anchovies on pizza. Isn't that smegma pie?
Well, I don't know.
Anchovies rule.
Look, Stan, I know I'm not going to get anchovies elected mayor or anything.
There's a restaurant.
But people like them.
In Naples, I won't name them. They don't advertise. Puts fresh skin on anchovies on their Caesar salads.
Yes.
Love it. It's awesome.
It is. That's a way a Caesar salad's supposed to be
fresh
made.
Fresh skin on anchovies. Sardine sauce and rice. That's nice.
Oh, yeah.
Sardines. Gag maggot. When I worked at a pizza place in Immokalee, less than 1% of the pizzas were ordered with anchovies. Nobody wanted to make those pizzas because of the stench.
Well, you know, I was told as a young boy, Stan, you learn to like anchovies. And I said, why? And they said, it's good training. You'll thank me one day.
let's laugh.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
I have two kids. I love being a daddy. I like playing board games with my kids. That's one of my favorite things to do. I love to get on the living room carpet and play Clue, where you have to guess what's in the envelope by process of elimination. I've never won ever. I learned something about the game Clue. If you ever show up somewhere and everyone's last name is a color, you might want to get on out of there. Ain't nothing good going down there. Especially if, as you're leaving, you see a candlestick in the conservatory. Skedaddle. If a place even has a conservatory, blow that pop stand. If you ever hear someone say, I believe we should all retire to the conservatory. You know, we got a long drive. You all enjoyed the conservatory. We're going to Google that and see what that means.
Have yourselves a great evening, Lord willing. We'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Big Friday show. This is the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. And I don't care if you live in the middle of nowhere. That town might have an azalea festival. And mm-hmm. People come from miles around for it. 277-9600. Our question of the week. What was your hometown known for? Phone lines are released. We'd love to hear your answer. I was born or raised my hometown, Canton, Connecticut, known for great trout fishing because we had the Farmington River and tubing the rapids where people would get the inner tubes, come from miles around to be dropped off upriver and go tubing down the Farmington River, which cut right through not only our property when I was a kid, but right through the town of Canton, Connecticut. Fly fishing, rainbow trout, brown trout, and rapid
tubing. You
gotta
watch out for the old brown trout.
Yep. 277-9600. Haney, I think it's pretty obvious, but what was your hometown known for?
Well, let's see. Well, I was born in Daytona.
Oh, there was something that happens there, isn't it?
Well, there's really not much there other than the beach and the speedway.
Yep. 277-9600. D-Train, what is your hometown known for?
My hometown is Florence, Kentucky, located in Boone County. Now, Boone County would like to think that everybody knows them for their relationship to the man they named a county after, one Mr. Daniel Boone.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Florence, Kentucky is known for their water tower that says Florence, y'all, right on the back of it.
Ah, people come from miles around and take a picture of that.
Yep. Anybody who's been on 75 driving from Tennessee to Ohio or Michigan knows Florence for the Florence, y'all, water tower right by the interstate.
277-9600.
Something to be proud of. I wish my hometown had something like that.
Yeah, instead of the Daytona 500. Mm-hmm. What is your hometown known for?
Yeah. I think my hometown, what is it they used to say? Birthplace of speed.
Yeah. Ahoy, who's this?
And you need some speed.
Joe.
Yep. Yeah, I do. What's your first name?
Joe.
Joe, where what's your hometown?
Almorada, Florida, the sport fishing capital of the world.
Almorada, yeah, absolutely.
Now, where were you actually born?
I was born in Miami Beach.
And you got to grow up in Isla Mirada?
Yeah, I literally grew up with the Gulf of Mexico 20 paces out of my back door.
That is.
Do you have any
phenomenal.
Idea how lucky you are?
Yeah, I think we knew the term "you vacation where I live" when I was a kid.
Yep. Appreciate the call. 277-9600.
I mean, he was basically living out like he was on Flipper.
Yes. Let's see, there's the big water tower.
Yeah. Oh, that's a beautiful water tower.
Well, see, the story behind that is they built that before they built the mall, and it said Florence Mall. But people were getting angry when they got off the interstate to look for the mall that wasn't there. So some creative genius changed it to y'all, and it's been that way for 40 years.
So what happened with the mall?
Oh, it's still there.
Okay.
They just built the tower first and put mall on there before the mall was built.
That's most important. What's your
So the mall is there now.
Now. But that's become our Hollywood sign, so they have never changed it. It's been like that for 40 years now.
What's your hometown known for? And don't tell me known for nothing. Every town is known for something. Ahoy, who's this?
This is Josh.
Josh, where's your hometown?
I grew up in Nashville, Indiana, Little Nashville.
And what are they known for?
Oh, it's John Dillinger. A museum is there. They have a lot of art.
So they're known for John Dillinger.
And a lot of art.
And a lot of art.
Yep.
Okay. Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, Stan and Haney. This is Mark from Naples.
Mark, your hometown?
Well, my hometown and where I moved from and grew up is Battle Creek, Michigan, and they're known for cereal.
Yeah, they are. Were cereal prices cheaper in Battle Creek?
No, I don't think so. They were probably more expensive because Kellogg seemed to think that they were, you know, all that, you know?
Yeah. 277.
Wonder what would happen if they caught you eating Post cereal.
Yeah, there in Battle Creek. You know, it was the cornflakes was supposed to be for the insane.
Yeah, it was.
It was sanitariums.
The people that invented the cereals, they were insane.
Yep. Question of the week. What was your hometown known for? Ahoy, who's this?
Ahoy, gentlemen. This is David. How are y'all?
Good, David. Your hometown was...
Oshapi, Florida.
Nice. We know that one. Go ahead.
Yep.
Square groupers all the way.
Well, I thought you were going to say skunk ape.
Yeah.
And no.
Hey, the skunk ape. No. Your Oshapi's known for the skunk ape.
Man, that's because of David Healy.
Yep.
Yep. And he's known, for Oshapi.
What's and, it known and, for? And the smallest post office.
Yep.
Blue skies.
Yeah.
Every day is a gift.